call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona to be held on Tuesday, November 21st, 2017, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein? Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom is excused. City staff, Robert Smith, City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Andy Heratic, Public Works Director, Albert Chavez, Police Chief, Alda Ordunio, City Attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll take just a second and let Ms. Klein get to her seat after being waylaid by a herd of javelina. Although I have heard better excuses.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Well, welcome. And you're having turkey and not ham. Never.
Yes.
All right. For a moment of silence, I'd like us to reflect on friends, family, certainly the Thanksgiving that's coming up, but I'd also like us to remember a few people. Jeff Schwartz and Louis Luna were both employees of the City of Bisbee, and they have both left us very recently. As well, we have two very active members of our committees, Stanley Stern and Fred Miller, that have recently gone through some surgery and are both recovering at this point. So with that in mind, if we could have a moment of silence. Thank you. Would you please stand and join me in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Couple things. I have pulled item 9 and item 11. So item 9 and item 11 will not be heard. I have a proclamation, a fun proclamation. It's proclamation of the annual Festival of Lights. Whereas the annual Festival of Lights commences this day to launch the Bisbee holiday season, and whereas members of our community and the surrounding area donate their time and talents to participate, bring the community together, and to launch the holiday lights within the City of Bisbee, and now therefore, I, David M. Smith, Mayor of the City of Bisbee, hereby proclaim November 24th, 2017 as Festival of Lights Day in the City of Bisbee, and cordially invites all citizens, visitors, and the surrounding area to attend the Festival of Lights from 2:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, November 24th, 2017. I do hereby set my hand and cause the great seal of the City of Bisbee to be affixed to this document, dated the 21st day of November 2017, David M. Smith, Mayor. And I will indicate also that there's going to be a lot of activities for that whole weekend. And so I know that there is Christmas ornament workshop. I thought it was 2, and apparently I'm corrected. It's between 12 and 2, and that would be at City Park. And then we have the games that are going to be going on. And there's several of us up here that are going to be judges. And hope to have a lot of fun with the kids. I want to thank the people in the community that had come forward and brought Christmas decorations and donated things. Those were some of the many, many things that we lost in the fire. And it's terrific to have people come forward and to help out. So thank you all very much for that. And with that, we will now go to call to the public, which apparently we don't have anybody in call to the public. And we do, however, have a person signed up to speak about accounts payable. I assume you'd like to speak before we talk about it. That would be Ms. Donna Pulling. Welcome, Ms. Pulling.
Thank you, Mayor. Donna Pulling. I live in Old Bisbee. I have a question regarding the restocking of office supplies. I noticed in accounts payable there's upwards of $800 that has been spent just in this 2 week period. And I noticed that many of those office supplies are purchased at Office Depot. And I'm just hoping that while we're in the process of restocking and reordering, that we try to do as much with our local office supply company that we possibly can, in terms of even ordering any other replacement supplies that we could purchase locally rather than at Home Depot. These were basic items that I'm sure Cecile would have been able to have accommodated. So I'm hoping that we can try to do as much replacement and spending locally as we possibly can. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Not replying to that, I will indicate that this is something that shopping local is something that we definitely want to do, if at all possible. And I do know that the contractors, as an example, have purchased a huge amount of supplies locally from B&D Hardware and Ace Hardware and so forth. So there is an attempt when it's feasible to do just that. And so we will continue to explore buying local first for the options. So thank you. Accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $182,025.26.
I second that.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Council, are there any questions?
I've got a couple.
Yes.
On page 3, 10-55-22550, under sewer and garbage, it's showing that we have a $401.97 bill for City Hall. Are we, even though there's nobody there?
Do we have an answer on that? I don't.
Carrie's out this week, but my understanding is that that's paying for the month prior. It's not paying for the month that we're in.
We'll check that, Ms. Klein, absolutely.
Okay, and then on the same page, 10-55-31000, professional fees, and it says basic HRA monthly admin fee for $289.
What section is that under, Ms. Klein?
It's page 3, and it's under professional fees.
That's one of the employee benefits, is that basic program. It's the HRA. It's a health reimbursement.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Carnato. And for those that couldn't hear, that's the employee benefit. That's a health reimbursement for out-of-pocket expenses.
Okay, and then the last one is on page 17, 10-80-46801. And it says Bisbee High School for meals for $320.
Right.
What?
That was the when the Mariachi Festival was here. not Sonora Fest. The mariachis from Mexico were here, and that should be covered by donations.
Did we get donations to cover it?
I don't, Miss Carrie's not here right now, but we'll check on that.
We can provide a report.
You bet.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. That was an amount of $10 a meal for however many were there. Okay, any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of paying accounts payable, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously, 6-0. We'll move on to the consent agenda. There's three items. Approval of the resignation of Cynthia Conroy from the Planning and Zoning Commission. B, approval of the resignation of Elsa DeWitt from the Police and Fire Advisory Committee. C, approval of a liquor license application for acquisition of control for the Good To Go Stores, LLC, located at 101 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Jody L. Vernova's applicant. Council, anybody want any of these pulled for further discussion? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through C.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Okay. We have a second. Those in favor of approving the consent agenda items A through C, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously, 6-0. Old business number three. Discussion of possible approval of Ordinance O-1715, amending Article 9.7, Regulation of Carryout Bags. We have a speaker, Cato Daly. Ms. Daly, welcome.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Cato Daly, Ward 1. I would just like to say that if the city does need to amend this ordinance, which would then allow the use of plastic carryout bags, I would very much like to appeal to the citizens of Bisbee and the retailers of Bisbee to uphold the spirit of that ordinance as intended. I think that we've seen a tremendous reduction in the amount of plastic that's been caught on the trees and the trash that's around. And it's really easy just to put a carryout bag in your purse or in your pocket or in the back seat of your car to take to the supermarket and to the stores. So again, if we're not required not have these plastic bags available, again, I really hope that the citizens of Bisbee and the stores of Bisbee will again support that spirit of that ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Do we have discussion on item three?
I move to approve ordinance 0-17-15, amending Article 9.7, Regulation of Carryout Bags.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. No further discussion. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-1. Item number four, discussion and possible approval of Ordinance 0-17-12, amending the zoning code by adding Article 8.7.1 to exempt new residential construction in the Bisbee Historic Preservation Overlay Zone from parking requirements. Mr. Ward. Do we have discussion? Do we have anything that we need to ask Mr. Ward?
We discussed this at the last meeting.
Yes, we did.
Read, and this is for final approval, so I move approval of Ordinance 0-17-12, amending the zoning ordinance by adding Article 8.7.1, to exempt new residential construction in Bisbee Historic Preservation Overlay Zone from parking requirements.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye, motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Number five, discussion and possible approval of ordinance O-1714, amending the zoning code Article 7 to provide guidelines for and limitations on murals on commercial structures in the Bisbee Historic Preservation Overlay Zone. Council, this likewise was discussed last meeting, and Mr. Ward is here, should you have any questions?
I move to approve ordinance 0-17-14, amending the zoning code Article 7 to provide guidelines for the limitations on murals, commercial structures in Bisbee Historic Preservation Overlay Zone.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Ms. Coronado, please.
Sorry about that. Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye, motion passes unanimously, 6-0. New business, item number six. Discussion of possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to fund a grant application for Lori McKenna, filmmaking and digitizing of archival source materials for $500 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund. Mr. Yeah. Higgins, yes, sir.
I just wanted to say that we've been accepting applications for grants, and tonight we are, three of them are coming before the council, and there's still money available, so if anybody wants to put in a grant to the Bisbee Arts Commission, we still have some money available, and also the logo, we've decided to put out calls for the logo again to see what, if we get some different requests. And having said that, I move to approve the funding of the grant application for Lori McKenna, filmmaking and digitizing of archival source material for $500 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously, 6-0. Item number seven, discussion and possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to fund a grant application for the Return of the Turkey Vultures 2018 for $475 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund. Mr. Higgins.
I've tried to find it, but oh, here we go. Yeah, this is Cato, did you want to say anything?
Cato Daly, I'm unofficially chair, I suppose, of the Turkey Vulture Committee. And for those of you who don't know, the name of a group of turkey vultures roosting is called a committee. So there's a little play on words there. Last year we did this. It was a lot of fun. We had a parade. We had rescued turkey vultures come down from Liberty Wildlife. They came down to the farmers market and they came to the convention center. So we'd like to do it again this year. And we'd like to improve on that. And so the request for the grant is to pay artists to help with a kite workshop that we'll have at the farmers market on Saturday morning. This is the weekend of the 9th, 10th, and 11th of March, 2018. And also to pay an artist to help with making some puppets for the parade that we have planned for Saturday afternoon. We have some money that the city said that it would provide from the Public Works Fund. And so we're really pleased to have that support also. So anyway, it's just going to be a lot of fun. And we love our turkey vultures, so we want to celebrate them.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I will indicate, I believe that turkey vulture escaped and was actually in the Bratz Parade also.
One of them, anyhow, yeah. I move to approve the funding of the grant application for the Return of the Turkey Vultures 2018 for $475 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously, 6-0. And we will go to number 8. Discussion of possible approval of the recommendation from the Bisbee Arts Commission to fund a grant application for a showcase fatal for $500 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
I think we all know who Showcase Fatal is, and if you don't, they periodically put on shows at Central School Project, and if you haven't seen their shows, you should. It's young people from Bisbee doing what they do best. So I move to approve the funding of the grant application for Showcase Fatal for $500 from the Bisbee Arts Commission Fund.
I second it.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously, 6-0. Item number 9, as I indicated, has been tabled. Item number 10, we have a public hearing and discussion and possible approval of the notice on intent to adopt ordinance O-17-16, amending the zoning code, Article 5.2.3, to allow for residential use in C1 and C2 zones and the associated matrix in the appendix to the zoning code by including checked boxes in the C1 and C2 columns. And Mr. Ward, do you want to speak? And then I'll open a public meeting. Thank you, sir.
Mayor, Council, we're hearing this tonight because a while back there was a special use permit that was issued for somebody to live on a commercial property, and the Planning and Zoning Commission thought it was appropriate that that be conferred to people as a right under C1 and C2. And we have a lot of commercial structures in town, more than are being used for commercial purposes, and a lot of them are being used for residential without permission at this, or the right to do so at this point. And it seems like the right thing to do. And so I would recommend that you pass that. It passed the Planning and Zoning Commission 6-0 in favor.
Thank you, sir. And this would be, as an example, the apartments over some of the commercial storefront buildings on Main.
Those storefront buildings are already commercial mixed, commercial residential mixed zoning. So those are already.
Those are already.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Question?
Can you give me an example of where you're talking about and what type of
okay.
structures? It just kind of bothered me when I read, well, they're doing it illegally now, so let's go ahead and make it legal. That didn't come across real well.
Okay. Well, for starters, it was the, you know, the property when you're coming up Knuckle Highway, you tee into Highway, mm-hmm. into Highway 92. And the place the attorney used to have the building there with two stories and the bikers and brides, she had to get a special use permit to use that for residential purposes.
Okay.
And as an the other examples that I'd used in my staff report was Lowell. There's a lot of people living in Lowell, and none of it's allowed
are
right
they,
now.
Are they in, for instance, like a loft or whatever above their workplace or a place that has been renovated as a home?
Yeah,
or
but these never been inspected because uh-huh. because they've snuck these through and changed and done these remodeling without it being inspected. Mm-hmm. I think if we legitimize it, at least we can make sure that these are safe. And I think it's a legitimate use for those buildings, but I don't want to reward anybody for violating the law, but I think we need to be pragmatic about it also.
No, and I agree. It's just that you could have used better wording on that. So if somebody is going to do this, are they going to have to go to the city and have it checked, or how is that going to work?
They'd have to get a building permit the same as everybody else does.
Okay.
And they'd have to get inspections from the, because it's commercial there too. You're going to wind up with the fire department as well as me doing inspections there.
And the ones that are already doing, are they going to be inspected?
I believe they should be. We should be sending them notices of violation.
Okay.
And legitimize them at least.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Any other questions, counsel? Thank you, Mr. Wark. Okay, with that, I'm going to open the public meeting. Public meeting is open. Do we have anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this ordinance? Hearing none, do we have anybody that wishes to speak in opposition to the ordinance? Hearing none. Ms. Coronado, have we received any emails, letters, phone calls regarding this ordinance?
No, sir.
Thank you. And then we'll close the public meeting, and we are open for further discussion and motion.
I move the adopt ordinance 017.6, amending the zoning code article 5.23 to allow for residential use in the C1 and C2 zones and the associated matrix and appendix in the zoning code by indicating, by including check boxes in the C1 and C2 call.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have further discussion, counsel? Ms. Klein.
Mr. Ward stated that the people that are currently doing this illegally, that, you know, it will legitimize them, and I think that's a good idea. But once it passes, how do we go back and, you know, double check all of that?
Well, they would, as I understand, they provide a letter of non-compliance, a letter of violation, and then these people would then have to come forward and go through the normal process of applying for this under this ordinance. And at that point, because it's a commercial establishment, the fire department would also be inspecting it.
And do we currently have a good idea of how many businesses may be in violation?
Not by names necessarily, but I think that I can't take that question. I don't believe that that's been compiled, but it's something that should be.
Okay. And will we get a report on it once it does get compiled, or we have an idea?
Well, we can ask, sure.
For our information.
Yeah, we can ask for one, and I'm sure that we can get it. You bet.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. We go to item number 12, discussion and possible approval of a non-solicitation agreement and a standard contract addendum between Executec and the City of Bisbee. Ms. Coronado. It's a long way to walk.
Council, before you tonight is a non-solicitation agreement with Executec. It's basically a little bit of housekeeping that we need to do. We should have had this, you know, when we brought the contract to you. But it's just basically stating that we're not going to try to solicit any of their employees to come work for the City of Bisbee.
Okay. Any questions?
It is. I'm surprised that it wasn't in there before. So, yeah.
You bet. All right. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the non-solicitation agreement and the standard contract addendum between Executec and the City of Bisbee.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes unanimously, 6-0. Thank you. City Manager's report. Mr. Smith? Which reminds me, Ms. Coronado? If you would remind me, I will bring in a remote, okay?
Okay.
So that you don't have to be doing this.
All right.
Just remind me.
Will do.
Mayor, Council, thank you for the time this evening. I wanted to provide an update on where we are post-fire. It's been a while since you've seen updates that dealt with the fire issues. I think the last update was the 29th. This is day 41 after the fire. So we're just over a month post-fire. I wanted to go over these four things, our recovery efforts so far, the actions that we're currently undertaking, what we perceive to be our challenges, and the long-term nature of the grouping of projects that we're undertaking. Why we have these projects, how they fit together, and what I see as kind of a macro view of where we are. So I'm on page 2. Our recovery efforts so far, I'd say our operations are almost 99.9% return to normal. The phone numbers are going, the emails are going, everybody knows where everybody's at. We're taking payments, we've got finance back up on its legs. The building's been secured as of, I think, today. All the documents are out of the building. We've processed almost all the documents to clean them up so we can use them. The county very graciously allowed us to drop a Connex box back here behind the building to store our working documents for the audit. So those things are coming together. Structural stabilization's underway. You've seen some damage on some of the concrete. We're trying to stabilize that while we pull people together and resources to plan on what we're going to do with the building. We've got the public planning process announced and initiated for the 30th, and we invite the public to come participate in the first of several discussions on what we're going to be doing with City Hall. The day before that, we've invited historic preservation professionals, architectural professionals, folks from the USDA to come provide some thoughts to us before we're in front of the public. And we've invited them to stay the next day so that they can participate in that public conversation as well. We need to know where the resources are and what professionals in that sector have to say about the building and its importance in our city. I've got on page 3, it's kind of confusing, and this is a macro shot, and I apologize for the tiny type. You're not supposed to be able to read that. We have divided the work that we see up into swim lanes. So those vertical columns belong to individual departments or missions. And the box in red, which is the current work that we're involved in right now, is what the next couple of pages will be about. So at the top and on the left, inside that red box, the top left column is the clerk, and then human resources, finance, and public works. I'd say, there's a lot of detail in here. I'm happy to go through, in general, what those programs and missions all mean. The clerk is providing supportive assistance in many things that are not her own core mission. We're all coming together to meet needs. You'll see in here fee and fine analysis where we're looking to up our rates where they haven't been evaluated in many years. You'll see in here internal training programs, the transition of IT work. There's a literacy program that we're going to be bringing to council and some study sessions. There are some items I think that council is going to need to go through. I have a column for council that I've thrown things into that's on the next page, and we'll go through that in a second. HR has their hands full rebuilding our filing and processes. And as we discussed earlier, we're going to be going through looking at how Arizona, municipalities across Arizona are doing things. And if there's best practices that we can bring here, we will do it. There's some policy that we need to examine in HR. That'll come a little bit later. Cassell actually has an HR module that we currently aren't using. So we're going to be exploring that and getting our information in a computer. Finance, we're getting the inventories into the insurance folks. There's a data from the amnesty program that we're resurrecting from the documents that we got off of the desktops, and that's moving forward. We will be moving forward on past due management. There are folks out there that aren't paying their bills, and we're going to have to take action on that. You'll see that soon. I am going to propose to the council that we bring in someone to audit our taxes and our tax receipts, and then cross the state's tax information with our business licensing data to make sure that everybody's playing the game the same way. So you'll see that come soon. And I have scheduled time with Mark Reeder with Stifel and with Pat Walker on some projection work and some planning to bring to you for review and consideration. In public works, they're swamped. They have their hands full. And I do want to say a big thank you to Andy and his group. Amidst all of this, they've somehow managed to spruce things up, clean things up, get lights out there, and plan our holiday events and get them together. And I just got to tell you, that's an amazing, a Herculean amount of work. The subway permit, that's going to be coming before you soon, talking about maybe creating some pedestrian interest on, along Subway and providing some opportunities in Old Bisbee. Santiago's as well, there's a sidewalk there that might be useful for dining, and we'd like to explore that with the council. We're also working on traffic control, traffic calming devices. We've had some inquiries from council about how do we control speeds in neighborhoods and how would you request that. And so we want to bring, there's a process for that, and it's a well thought out process. We want to bring that for your consideration. On the next page, you'll see the police department, the fire, and EMS. I've kind of lumped them together, and that's not fair, but in the interest of trying to save some space, there's some fencing that we need to consider out at the fire department. We've had a couple of thefts out there, and it's sad to say, but we've seen equipment leave. It's a tough area to monitor. And getting the permit for our hydrant and valve work, that's underway. Chief Castillo has been working really hard on that. We do have several grants efforts, the historic preservation being one of them. And the district in Warren, we have an opportunity to finish the historic district in Warren. There's a very small amount of volunteer work that's necessary to finish that. And then we can offer that to the homeowners in Warren to take advantage of working on their property and keeping it up. I've got several things. There's some benefits I want to bring to the personnel complement from the ICMA. They have several products that I think would be useful to our folks. I'm working with Ed Gilligan at the county. They have been incredibly graceful and flexible in considering our needs. We're going to be discussing having access to the county's motor pool. We're going to discuss having access to their fuel cards. There may be a way for us to reduce what it costs us to do some things. But this is very exploratory at the moment, nothing formal. But as soon as we get something, we'll get it in front of you guys. Financial impacts will come with that. We'll be able to show some positive black numbers coming out of that. There needs to be an economic development study session. You know, you've heard me and several staff members talk about economic development and business interest, and we need to nail some things down so we all think about this the same way. The intern program with the school district, I've been talking with the county about that as well. there's an opportunity for us to bring senior high school students into the workplace and provide them with some meaningful projects and have their work managed by existing staff. And when they leave and they've helped us with work, then we can be a great reference for them when they go for that first job interview. And we can say things about their performance that you normally wouldn't get out of a McDonald's or somebody like that. So I've been working with Mr. Woody and figuring out how to find those seniors and what their interests are. We need to work on our side in terms of staff and management to ensure that we handle this the right way and we onboard folks. This is part of the customer service initiative in terms of developing a volunteer corps. And, you know, I want those volunteers to be from all walks of life and all ages, but we do want to go to the high school and try to provide some internship opportunities for them. The other column is council, and I think that there are some work sessions or some topics that we could discuss that would go a long way to helping us as we embrace all of these other things that are coming down the pike. So financial reporting, budgeting, procurement, and then financial projections, and then the development of a plan. How do we year after year march ourselves out of a hole? How do we claw ourselves out of the recession? So those are some things that we want to bring to council and have a discussion with council about some of the tools that we currently have and what we want to improve for financial planning. This next page, these are actions that we have underway, but we don't really consider them full-blown projects that are in full flight yet. So Ashley, could you punch it one more time? Thank you. So the customer service initiative, we have begun that work. We're talking with the school district about interns. We have already started a customer service support to Public Works. So all of Public Works, code enforcement, planning and zoning, and building permitting, we're launching into providing help to our customers and reaching out and having additional communications with them. Closing the communication loop here is a big deal. We have people come in, they have a complaint, they drop that complaint on the desk, and as far as they know, nothing happens from there. They don't understand that there's a process, and nobody's calling them back. So we're looking at starting that process and discovering how much we can do and what we should start with first. Online bill pay, that and payroll, that's over in the finance column. Those are two pieces of software we need to get done pretty quickly. Make it easier for people to pay their bills and make it easier for us to pay our people. Posting screens, Ashley and I have been talking about Black Friday shopping and picking up a couple of smart TVs. So you won't see us muscling our way into Walmart that day, but we may do something online. If we can find something around the $300 mark, we may pick up a screen or two and then start posting public notices and current information that the public would be interested in consuming at places here in town. So we've talked about maybe the post office, maybe the library, maybe Safeway, those places where the public are going, they can find out a little bit about what's going on in City Hall. Let's see. The League, and I'm still under the clerk column, the League has offered to provide elected official training, and they've offered to come here. And so I've asked Ed if the county board would like to consume that, and we may have the opportunity to do that in a joint setting with the county board and receive some of the League's training. They certainly would like to pay us a visit. I think they're going to be involved in what we're doing with PSPRS and some other things across the future. HR has support to the customer service initiative. There's a policy related to promotion and appointment that we want to bring to council to consider. Certainly the comp and class plan needs to be conducted and brought to council for their consideration. Finance, making sure that the payment centers are all facilitating payments as easily as possible, and that includes the police department. Let's see, fee analysis and updates, we've kind of covered that. Under Public Works, I think the most interesting thing is the NACO sewer issue in our wastewater treatment plant. We have a concept that we're working on right now that would use foreign funds to expand our wastewater treatment facility, to take waste materials from NACO and treat them. And I believe that if we pursue this, the state will grant us recharge certificates for the volumes of water that we recharge back into the aquifer. And, you know, my recommendation would be to recharge them here near Bisbee so that those volumes are beneficial to the city of Bisbee. Rather than outfalling all of the water that we produce somewhere else, we could recharge the water that we produce here in Bisbee. Certainly, if you took additional flows from somewhere else, if you wanted to send them other places, you could, but the recharge credits are really what I'm after, because you would accumulate those year after year. They would be part of your water portfolio, and you could sell them if you weren't using them, and I think that might be a revenue source for the city. Along those same lines, we own some acreage out by the airport, and I think it may be possible for us to do something with that property if the wastewater treatment facility is enhanced. If we're working on wastewater treatment out there, if we can get sewer service out to the airport, it would definitely benefit the airport, and it would benefit the property that the city owns. So that would be something that we would look to do with the Economic Development Administration. I've done this a couple of times, and it's a fairly successful and easy way to bring federal dollars home to create business incentives in your city. There's some FEMA and flood district mapping arguments I want to have with the Fed about the flood zones here in Bisbee. And as we move forward, you know, Joe, he wears so many hats. We cannot continue to allow community development to be a one-man show. It's just impossible for us to tend to the code enforcement issues, the building inspection issues, and the planning and zoning applications with one man. We have to figure something out. Many of you are being approached by citizens who are frustrated that we're not administering code enforcement as quickly as they would like. And it is solely a resource issue that we've got to come to grips with. So that'll be on my plate to bring to you soon. On many of the issues that we're working on and struggling with, I am having conversations with the county, because in some circumstances the county has resources that may be underutilized or could be further utilized by the city. So I'm exploring those things, and if I find areas of opportunity that seem to be fruitful, I'll bring them to you for your consideration, and you can direct us how you would like for us to proceed. The next page, PD, fire, EMS. I think everybody's aware the police department's going through an evidence audit. It's a very laborious process. There are policies and procedures that come out of that that will be adopted by our department that will change how we deal with some things. But it's not going to be done all at one time. We're going to be working our way into that. The credit card machine over at the police department would be very helpful for them to be able to take payments for people to get their cars out of impound so they don't have to come over here first. They show up at the police department to get their car back, and the police department fills out some paperwork and sends them over here. And then they pay for it over here, and then they take their receipt back over there to get their car out. It's just not right. I think we can fix that. There's some mapping things that we need to do in terms of infrastructure. And I think that we can help with pre-planning and strategic response with the departments by getting those maps in. And we're thinking Google Earth here. We're not spending money on software. We're thinking we're going to do it with something free. Melanie has been working on the Science Center grant, the historic district establishment, and I know that there's some talk about a library expansion and certainly this City Hall building and working on that. I think grants are going to be a big deal for us for a while. Let's see. I think I've kind of been over most of the stuff under my column. And then as far as under the council column, you know, the PSPRS issue is such a big issue, and it involves so many different things. I think we're going to be working on that for a while. And I think as we discover more from a staff perspective and we look and see what other communities are doing, we want to bring that information to you. I do think that there will come a time when we need to ask for help. And we want to be able to frame that so you guys are able to talk about it amongst yourselves and figure out what we're going to do as a city. But I want to provide you with as much information about what's going on across Arizona as I can before we get there. Let's see, policy amendments, we kind of went over that. The last little bit is future things that we've identified that we're pretty sure that we're going to head in this direction. We're just not sure when we're going to be able to tackle it given the other things we're working on. Ashley and I have been talking about agenda management software and document management software for a while. It would make things a lot easier, and it would delegate the responsibility of pulling these agendas together to the department heads and the folks that are generating the items to be on the agenda. There are some staffing strategies that we need to evaluate within HR when it comes to how we staff our departments. We do think that there needs to be a reimbursement to employees when they secure education and certifications that are required for their job. So if they successfully complete a certification for something, I don't think that should have to come out of their pocket, but currently we don't have a policy for that. And paid time off, we have an incredibly large unfunded liability there that we don't fund any percentage of it in our budget, and the limits on what people can carry are significant. And so I want to be able to come to council and say, is it possible for us to allow 4 days of cash out if somebody wants to cash out a certain amount of paid time off that year? And that way an employee could take a vacation and have money to actually pay for the vacation at the same time. We want people to take their time and get a break away from work, but the leave balances are accruing to very large amounts. When you have somebody retire and you have to cut a check for that, right now your departments are having to sit with a vacant chair waiting on that amount to play itself out through the payroll process so that they can go out and hire another person. And that's not a good position for us to be in staff-wise. Financial policies, there was a time when you as a council were considering some financial policies. We'll be bringing that back to you. Procurement policy, our debt structure, building the models for cash flow and payables and revenue modeling, and looking at our budget and making it more useful to us. Those are things we know we need to be doing. Public Works is going to be focusing on infiltration and inflows. Our collection system's very old, and when it rains, it sucks up a lot of rainwater, and we pay to process that. It's not healthy for our plant, and it's a waste of money. So there are ways that we can look at that collection system and plug up some of those holes and eliminate some of the volumes that we receive. I think some of the strategic planning and the use of technology for pre-planning within the police and emergency response departments is something that we need to focus on. It's just not something that we're able to do at the moment. And we've talked about bringing the Citizens Academy back. You know, there's a lot of disconnect in Bisbee between the people who live here and the government that provides some service, and there's misunderstandings about what we do and how we do it and why we do it. And the Citizens Academy is a good way for us to bridge some of that gap. I've talked with the police department and the fire department about helping us organize bringing that back. Are there any questions about sort of this is the way in the future stuff that, you know, we're not like pursuing immediately, but we think that we need to get to soon? All right, challenges. Building the boat and rowing the boat is never easy. But that's what we're doing, and we are finding good and new processes to adopt. We're reaching out to other cities that have been there and done that, and we're putting some things on the ground. You just heard me talk about policies and rates that we need to tune, and grants and opportunities while we maintain our existing service levels. The hard part in doing this is trying to control our headcount. We can't let our headcount blossom while we're taking this stuff on. We need to maintain a small footprint. And then focusing on that mission and goal while maintaining a flat headcount, people get frustrated. And I got to tell you, you know, we bounced off the fire pretty well. I was expecting people in that third and fourth week after the fire, you know, to have that moment where they had just had enough. And people have been really good about taking care of business and focusing on the work at hand. The last page is kind of a checkerboard of all of these things that we've talked about. So I've got items in green on the left that are kind of historic districts and tourism related. And you know, I talked with Andy about trying to bring some sort of trolley concept back. And, you know, can we take one of the buses in our system and do a trolley run up and down Old Bisbee all day and do nothing but cart people around inside of Old Bisbee and try and reduce some of the parking that's happening down there? You know, if you're on the north end of Old Bisbee and you want to get your mail and get a cup of coffee, maybe you can hop on the trolley instead of cranking up your car and looking for a parking space. So I've got some things that are historic district and tourism related and mine centric in one group. In that middle group is kind of us tightening up our own ship, working on our financial performance, working on our organizational performance, trying to save some funding by doing some things in some creative ways. And then on the right, I've kind of got some economic development, infrastructure development issues that might generate cash flow as well. The reason why I'm bringing all this up is I think if we work on all these things over the course of the next year, by the time the next legislative session rolls around, if we have these things going and we have State Historic Preservation Office and the USDA and the National Trust helping us with Warren and the ball field and City Hall and the library and the mines cranking their thing out with the consultants, and we figure out a way to share some things with the county and do some things that I don't think anybody else has done before here in Arizona. If we pull this thing together where we're providing some service to NACO and we work on some sort of a business park out by the airport, if we're standing in front of the legislature then and we say, look, we're small and this PRS thing is killing us and we're doing everything we can to dig out, but it's not enough, we need help, I think we stand a much better chance of getting some help out of the state by putting some proof there that, you know, we're willing to undergo the effort and do what we can as a community to dig ourselves out. So I think the timing's good. You know, we have time to make this stuff real and in process and happening. And I'm hopeful that the legislature will see that and step up and help us out. Are there any questions about the thoughts I've got here? There's a ton of them.
I'll have to think about it.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor.
Appreciate it very much. And we're going to take that presentation and put it on the website also for the public to be able to see. And moving on, quickly, I would like to wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Certainly our employees, some time off and a very happy Thanksgiving and a great time to be with family and friends. And then I'll turn this over to Ms. Klein.
Thank you. I would really like to thank Pastor and Mrs. Cleveland and all the wonderful volunteers from Warren Community Church for the spaghetti dinner fundraiser. It was delicious. The desserts were yummy, and there was so much food there. But most importantly, they raised $2,700 for the fire department. And, you know, generally, it's the fire department that is fundraising for all the community activities that they provide and help out with. So this was extremely nice on their end to do this for them. And speaking of fundraising, the fire department provided 120 Thanksgiving food boxes today. They had, they were trying to set the goal at 110, and they made it by 10 more. So thank you to the firefighters, but most of all, thank you to the community and the businesses that have reached out to donate and help them reach this goal, so we have more families that are able to have a nice holiday dinner. And just a reminder that the food and toy drive continues, and they will take donations up to the 20th of December, and donations can be dropped off at either fire station. And again, thank you to the community for pulling together and making this happen. And then Councilman Lindstrom and I will be holding a Ward 3 meeting. We've just been, with the holidays and everything going on, we've just been trying to firm up a date. But rather than have it on the weekend, we've decided it will be during the week sometime in the evening, so maybe more people can attend with everybody, you know, doing their shopping and stuff now. So we will let Ms. Coronado know so she can post it, and then Councilman Lindstrom will post it on Facebook so everybody can get it that way, since I'm not on Facebook. But anyway, we hope to have that here in the next couple of weeks anyway, but we'll keep you posted on that. And just happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. Stay away from the javelina.
I'm trying.
Thank you.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins. Do we have a second to Mr. Higgins? We have a second. Those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. We stand adjourned. Thanks, everyone.